Top military officer says a fixed timetable for U.S. troop withdrawal from Iraq could put political and economic progress at risk. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Admiral Mike Mullen says the best way to determine troop levels is based on conditions on the ground.
The strategic goals of having time horizons are ones that we all see, because eventually we would like to see U.S. forces draw down and eventually all come home.
And the U.S. Democratic presidential candidate is in Afghanistan. Here's Fishnik Abrashi.
Barack Obama met on Sunday with President Hamid Karzai and told the Afghan leader that he will pursue the war on terror with vigor if he's elected.
Obama's on the second day of an overseas tour aimed at bolstering his foreign policy credentials. This is IRN USA Radio News.
It works, it works, it works, it works. And what's best is it works from home. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby from the 3stepplan.com home business system. The dramatic difference with 3stepplan.com is that it does work. And after almost 5 years, I think that even the most diehard skeptic would have to agree there must be something different about the 3stepplan.com home business system. You see, we operate more like a mini franchise, so you get the expertise of people who have actually been successful working at home to help and guide you in operating your home business. It's kind of like a McDonald's franchise without the teenagers and big startup expense. And of course, we don't sell hamburgers. You do get to work with some really nice people who share similar family values. To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
Tropical storm Cristobal is cutting a slow path off the North Carolina coast. The storm's heaviest winds and rains have stayed well offshore, though it's led to strong currents along the beaches. Here's WeatherBug meteorologist Steve Prinzavalli.
It's moving northeast near 6 with maximum sustained winds of 45 miles an hour. Now, some strengthening is possible Sunday and into the day on Monday.
Barack Obama's week-long trip includes a stop in Germany, where he'll give a speech on transatlantic relations at Berlin's gold-top Victory Column. The Democrat had wanted to make remarks at the Brandenburg Gate, site of President Reagan's famed address, but Chancellor Angela Merkel made it clear she didn't like the idea. And there's a military streak in Ann Dunwoody's family a couple centuries long. The 55-year-old lieutenant general has been nominated to be the first female four-star general in U.S. history. For more news and analysis, log on to irnnews.com.
You're finally there. You've taken your idea and turned it into a reality. You're starting a business. When it comes to setting up your limited liability company, S-Corporation or C-Corporation, make sure you go to people you can trust. Inkfile.com. Inkfile has helped more than 30,000 people just like yourself protect their investment with plans starting at just $49 plus state filing fees. For a limited time, use promo code RADIO and receive a $25 discount only at Inkfile.com.
Pope Benedict has told hundreds of thousands of young people that it's up to them to preserve the spiritual dessert that he says is spreading throughout the world.
I look forward to seeing you again in 3 years' time. World Youth Day 2011 will take place in Madrid, Spain.
Benedict addressed an estimated 350,000 people in Sydney, Australia, on the closing day of the Catholic Church's World Youth Day Festival. The political call for a gas tax holiday for the summer has given way to the view that taxes on fuel will have to go up if they go anywhere at all. The reality of depriving the Highway Trust Fund of $9 billion at a time when it's already heading for a projected $3 billion deficit next year doomed the idea. U.S. drivers are still paying a lot less in gas taxes than people in Europe. Here's Bob Eller.
Including state and local levies, Americans pay about 47 cents on average in taxes for a gallon of gasoline. Fuel in many European countries cost $8 to $9 a gallon, with half or more of that going to taxes.
And Brett Favre is sticking to the script, declining to address his public rift with the Green Bay Packers in an appearance at Lambeau Field on Saturday. Favre says it was nice to be named Packers MVP for last season, and football is about one thing.
It's all about the team, and I hope I have never lost sight of that.
I'm Jody Jordan, and that's news from the Information Radio Network.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Hello, and thank you for joining us for a very important Sunday edition. I'm on the radio 6 days a week, Monday through Friday, and I come back in Sunday evenings, afternoons, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time to do a two-hour abbreviated special report. Tonight is very important. You know, driving in with the magnitude of news and information I have here in front of me, I a lot of times don't feel up to the task because I know the information I'm covering is accurate. The information is so well documented that there's no way for me to properly even prove all of it on air. I mean, I can give you a lot of the proof, but to go over the complete proof would take thousands of hours. There's that much evidence to everything we discuss here. And then I think about the fact that conservatively, 1 hour of this Sunday radio show that's smaller than the older weekday show, about a million people tune in and out of it, and around a million and a half people total over the 2 hours. I've got 2 million listeners tuning in every day. That's conservative off AM and FM stations that happen to have ratings and, you know, that happen to subscribe to the ratings. So we know the type of listenership that we have. And then, of course, on the Internet, number one on Shoutcast, with hundreds of thousands listening at any one time around the world, millions in the aggregate every week, but number one on Shoutcast, number one on all the other major Internet rating services out there, number one on YouTube, number one on Google. In fact, in the Google top 100 videos, routinely 10 of them are mine, including the coveted number one spot. Go look for yourself right now. And it's the same on every other rating system. And you would think that I would have a big ego or be heady about that. It is really the opposite. It is quite a responsibility for me because, frankly, I listen to my radio show, the rebroadcast, often and don't like what I have to hear, my delivery. Or I think of, for each issue I cover, hundreds of points that I wanted to make because it's easy driving down the road in your car or listening on the computer at night or watching some YouTube clip of yourself talk with the video added, because we videotaped this and put it on the PrisonPlanet.tv area, and people put it all over the web. You know, it's easy in hindsight to have wanted to make all these other points and then not get to it. Bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, you'd better take the issues and topics and news that I'm covering here very, very seriously. You can't afford to just laugh and scoff and or say that I'm exaggerating or that I'm fear-mongering, because in reality, and this is analyzing myself and what I cover and what my guests cover here, the situation we face is far worse than what I can even articulate. So I'm begging you listeners to realize that human history has been fraught with disaster and mass murder by the government, enslavement, theft, depression, abject tyranny and pain. And that is the norm. Liberty is the rare jewel, the one-in-a-million exception. Liberty creates amazing success, milk and honey, great prosperity. And so countries, the handful of nations that have had some modicum of liberty in all of human recorded 6,000 years of history can be counted up on less than two hands. In fact, it's hard to fill up all 10 of your fingers. It's hard to go through a list and you can debate the last three or four. There's really only six or seven nations or empires or systems that can be called somewhat free. Somehow they convinced the general public in the last 50 years that there is no tyranny, nothing bad in government, trust everything, let government be secret under the guise of national security, let private interests come in and buy off the government, everything's wonderful, government is only good, things never go wrong, bad things never happen inside government. Government is God, government is good, government is sweet, it is wonderful, it is to be trusted, and everything is fine. If you know anything about history or even U.S. history, you know how asinine and ridiculous that is. Or if you can convince somebody that there's problems in government, they will then say, well, there's problems in one party. There's problems with the Republicans or there's problems with the Democrats. And then they get caught up so intensely in the debate about which party they're for, they never realize that both parties for at least 40 years have been run completely by foreign corporate interest, who do not have your interest at stake and, in fact, are quite predatory towards you and see this country as an apple to be looted, to be gang-raped financially, economically. And they've written hundreds of books and thousands of think tank documents on it. And our own Pentagon and Naval War College and British Ministry of Defense say the people are the enemy, say NORTHCOM is martial law, we're already under, targeting the United States population as enemies of the state, and the British target their people as enemies of the state, and they state it all. This is a corrupt elite publicly declaring war on you. You know, in history, the castles weren't built for invasion. That rarely happened. The castles were built for the local nobles to be armored at night and to be in a keep from the public that they enslaved and controlled. And that's all that we see happening here today, but with a high-tech integration overlay. Let me give you the news, and I'm going to cover this news in as much detail as I can, just hitting the high points, or we should call them the low points. Then we're going to take calls, wide-open phones, in the second hour, and then cover some economic news. With a whimper, not a bang, the Chicago Tribune and NBC Channel 5, WMAQ out of Chicago, announced Thursday that the U.S. military will be in Chicago and statewide confiscating firearms out of citizens' homes. Just completely calm. I played a clip of this Thursday on the radio. I'm not going to play it today. If you want to just Google, Governor says Chicago is out of control. It'll pop up. You can watch the video link. There's now three of them on there. Thursday, there was just video governor's plan. Now there's read viewers, sound off, and more politics. You can watch more clips on it. We're going to go over that and give you the full import of what that means. You don't think they're just going to announce martial law and ring big bells and from the church tops and tell you they're slaves. No, they just, oh, the troops are going to be coming in your houses and confiscating guns because guns are illegal in most areas of Illinois, and we don't care what the Supreme Court has to say, and we've got federal grants to take your guns. And all over the country, the police with the feds are raiding homes without warrants, quote, looking for guns. We'll go over all of that. All over the nation, they're running warrantless checkpoints, and then we have video police from D.C. to L.A. to San Diego to Dallas just walking up and saying, don't videotape us running a checkpoint. The citizen says, well, I have a right. And the cops start beating you in the head. I mean, that's martial law, ladies and gentlemen. That's martial law. Hey, you, slave, you don't videotape our operations. Remember, these are battle-hardened people who've had mental breakdowns, on the average four tours. They're on Prozac. They're back in uniform. Totally psychopathic. Police are murdering their families all over the place. Every day I see five or six articles about that because they come home, get put in uniform, melt down, kill their families normally. And as bad as that is, at least they're only killing their families and not us on the streets. I'm sad they're killing their women and children, but, you know, that's what psychopathic meltdowns do. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. I haven't got into Barack Obama. A million-man armed Stasi force. They will be youth brigades coming after your guns. You can't make this type of stuff up. You are witnessing the fall of the Republic. Will you hear the call and rally to her aid? Probably not. Suck your thumbs and prepare to go down with the ship. We'll be right back.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at orgonproducts.org. That's orgoneproducts.org. orgoneproducts.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is a key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to make it very simple. Private central banks took control of the nation about 85 years ago. They have created a world empire using our money, our credit, our name, while destroying everything the Bill of Rights and Constitution stands for. Now the Ponzi scheme is within a few years, conservatively, may even be quicker, of totally imploding. They don't want to get criminally in trouble. In fact, they want to maintain control of the husk, the sucked dry nest where they were basically hatched out of and then spread out worldwide with their tyranny. So we have provided the yolk to feed them in their egg that was the U.S. Now the global tyranny has broken out worldwide, taken over the planet, but they have to maintain their dominance over the original slave pit, over the original slave grid. And that's what they're doing now, setting up their military slave grid here in the United States. Now, before I cover this news, remember, and if you don't know this, just Google it. It's thousands of government websites, documents, all admitted everywhere. You can go to the Atomic Energy Agency website internationally. You can go to the Department of Energy. They admit it. Where they, I use this example because it's one that's better known. There's thousands where they took 4,300 and something foster children and radiated them to death. Murdered U.S. children. Oh, but the government wouldn't kill 3,000 people on 9/11, though they read all those think tank documents saying how they needed terror attacks to get us to get behind a global war of tyranny and a domestic police state here at home. And then all the thousands of our troops they killed with nerve gas and chemical and biological and radiological agents and all declassified. Well, it's all going on today, ladies and gentlemen. Just remember that. And then calmly, they come out in the Chicago Tribune and on NBC News 5, WMAQ. Governor says Chicago is out of control. Announces a plan with Mayor Daley to put National Guard troops on the streets, not to fight terror. That was the first excuse we told you. Before 9/11, we said there'll be a staged attack on the World Trade Center. And then we said the next attack will probably be on Chicago, because we have all the federal training manuals, where they don't even deny what they're planning. And, oh, yeah, they think you're so dumb, folks. This is all right out in the open. That's how dumb they think you are. And then I told you they would put National Guard on the streets in a few areas to get you trained, seeing it on television. The Super Bowl, the Kentucky Derby. And then, oh my goodness, we're going to put troops on the streets of Chicago. Now, 3 months ago they announced they're going to have police, quote, in riot gear, just patrol streets randomly, running random checkpoints, searching people to, quote, stop gun crime. The guns are doing it. One of the only places in the country where they have total gun bans, and it has the highest crime rate in the nation, next to D.C., another total gun ban area. Now they've got troops on the streets in England and metal detectors outside because they took the guns 8 years ago and the crime rate exploded. Same thing. They know, the social engineers know, they take your guns, crime explodes, they don't really fight the crime, and then say, oh, the answer is door-to-door gun confiscation using the National Guard. Because five gangbangers shot themselves in fights this week. You know, they always call them children when under the 18, you know, gangbangers. You know, some 17-year-old guy who's killed four people and been in prison three times gets shot. They say, oh, a child died in Chicago. We've got to take your guns. And Mayor Daley, the son of the mob boss, well, of course the mob wants your guns. And when that's what tyranny is when criminality takes over government, then you get tyranny. And the criminals are in control. Now, I remember 10 years ago learning that they were hiring felons in the U.S. military and police forces and sheriff's departments everywhere, and I told everyone and you didn't believe me. Then I got secret documents. Then I got declassified documents. Then, for the last 7 years or so, and you can Google this anytime, it's hundreds of mainstream articles, they write articles telling you how good it is to hire aggravated felons. And they say, oh, the Army wants aggravated felons. You know what an aggravated felon is? Well, the Associated Press and Washington Times, they all, in articles, told you. They said rape, arson, armed robbery, and it said they're hiring them. Large numbers of them. Now, if that's not enough, it says what they really seek out is aggravated felons who are illegal aliens on top of it. Foreigners who are criminals. Now, Stalin only hired criminals out of jails to carry out his operations because he knew they were criminals and would rape and rob and steal. He didn't hire foreigners who were criminals. Other countries, the Soviets would use foreigners from one satellite country to go into another. So they also did that, but separately, not felons who were foreigners. It was felons and foreigners. Well, here in America, we use felon, aggravated felon, foreigners. And this needs to be discussed. This needs to be addressed. This needs to be talked about on other talk shows and in the newspaper. But it isn't. You'll just see an occasional blurb saying, oh, it's a wonderful thing. It's good. Now, I don't want you to think Barack Obama started this. I don't want to us obsess too much on Barack Obama, who runs absolutely nothing, who's a total puppet. Doesn't matter if it's John McCain or Barack Obama. These Republican and Democratic national conventions, this is all just theater for you to think they run something, okay? That's all it is. And something for pollsters and advertisement agencies to make money. It is a complete spectacle. It's like a vestigial claw on the elbow of a dog, okay? It isn't in use anymore. You got me? It isn't in use anymore. And the Chicago Tribune also reported, and then we went and found the audio tape. We have time, we'll play it later, but it's on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Obama calls for national civilian Stasi. Now remember, Clinton first set this up. Bush expanded it. It's called Secure Corps. I'm giving you the name now. It's a division of AmeriCorps, and you can read where 6th, 7th, and 8th graders are trained with M16s on how to do warrant service, run checkpoints, aid the police in martial law. This is from the Philadelphia Daily News. It was the first place I saw that in 2002. The Secure Corps. Yes. Philadelphia Daily News, Secure Corps. LexisNexis at Media. Got people listening in Chicago where we're on, or Kansas City, or upstate New York, or Austin, Texas, or San Diego. Don't roll your eyes. I'm going to give you the terms. Secure Corps, Philadelphia Daily News. And it said, warrant service, checkpoints, aiding in civil emergencies. Well, Obama is just announcing what's already been set up. I'm not defending him either. He's a totally evil puppet, runs nothing. The point is that this is what they're proposing. And the quote here is, civilian national security force to surveil the American people. Now wait. They've already hired 500,000 truck drivers, 26,000 preachers, 23,000 executives. That's InfraGuard. The clergy response teams, I'm giving you keywords, Google, clergy response teams. Come on, it's homework time. I reported this, by the way, all before it was in the mainstream news. I told you your dollar would plunge years ago. I told you the stock market would plunge. I told you why it would happen. I told you 2 years ago you'd be paying $4 a gallon this summer. I didn't just say $4 soon. I said 2 summers from now. You know why? Because I got my head screwed on straight. You know why? Because I research. Because I can't go to sleep at night because I know about this. Because I want to save this country. Now, when we come back, I'm going to tell you about the almost 1 million body bags for you and your family that FEMA stockpiled just in one location. We got video, the mass coffins for you and your family. It's on Infowars.com right now. You'll believe it when they blow your head off.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
You've been there. Have a few drinks and you wake up feeling a bit fuzzy. So keep your body in tune. Next time, try Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense with all-natural guava leaf extract. Its proven patented formula helps defend against and prevent alcohol's nasty side effects. Drop just one Drinkin' Mate tablet in the water and you can hear it work. And it works fast. That fizz you hear is rushing those nutrients to your system, accelerating your body's response to a few drinks. People in Asia have used guava for centuries to keep the body healthy. Now, scientific research shows taking Drinkin' Mate before, during, or immediately after drinking helps prevent queasy stomach, headache, and dehydration. So keep your body in tune and still have fun while having a few drinks with all-natural Drinkin' Mate, nature's great-tasting defense against hangovers. Find Drinkin' Mate at holiday stores.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
In this age of advanced electronics, we have many new amazing technologies. Smartphones, intelligent credit cards, even cars that talk and park themselves. In 2004, John Wright Laboratories perfected the technology known as the Rife machine. The new JW Labs Model A is a compact, solid-state, battery-powered personal therapy device that's in a class by itself. Larger than a cell phone, smaller than a CD player, the Model A has power and accuracy that exceeds anything else that's available at any price, even for top professionals. Use it just 5 minutes as part of your daily hygiene to give you the edge against any past, present, or future pathogen with 99% reliability. Use it to gain control of the most serious forms of disease. The Model A comes with everything you need to get started, along with unlimited customer service and a lifetime replacement warranty. Act now, because the future is here today. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are back live on this 20th of July, 2008. Obama calls for national civilian Stasi. Presidential candidate wants domestic security forces as powerful as U.S. military. Columnist compares proposal to Hitler Youth. Yeah, that's the Knoxville newspaper said that. Presidential frontrunner Barack Obama has called for a civilian national security force as powerful as the U.S. military, comments that were ignored by the vast majority of the corporate media, but compared by one journalist to the Nazi Hitler Youth. We cannot continue to rely on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful and strong and just as well-funded, Obama told a Colorado Springs audience earlier this month. Now, remember that whatever they announce is already in place. Like they told you this year, you have a national ID card near your driver's license. I told you that in 1997 in my film America Destroyed by Design, and I showed you all the executive orders and documents and how you were thumb scanning to get driver's license. And I told you in that film they would have police with thumb scanners and finger scanners in their cars and license plate reading cameras. And by the way, that's all in the mainstream news today. They're now telling you the slaves about it a decade after it was in place. You see how that works? No, you don't have a national ID card. You have a world standardized ID card under a September 2000 United Nations treaty that was ratified and our country signed on world ID specifications in Australia. You have a world ID. Your driver's license is just has a local, kind of like Sports Illustrated has 10 different, regional variants or whatever. Same thing. You think you got a Texas driver's license or an Illinois driver's license or a New York driver's license or you think you got a Toronto, driver's license? No. You have a world ID. And by the way, the Ministry of Defense 100-plus page document put out by the British last year where they say this is what we believe is going to happen and what we're doing, says our governments will use neutron bombs on us if we try to ever stop their new world order. Yeah, Dick Cheney wrote they'll use bioweapons on us in the September 2000 Rebuilding America's Defenses document put out by PNAC, authored by him. See, they know you don't read think tank documents. They know you don't read the Ministry of Defense 10-year plan. Just Google that. It'll come up. Yeah, 2007, so you get that year. You can have the whole 100-and-something page declassified version. And it says, yes, our governments will use neutron bombs on the people. Your government is owned by private families. They have weapons that they could detonate above Austin, Texas, and kill every bug, every dog, every cat, and you, every squirrel. I don't care if you're 100 feet under the ground. You will flop around for about 10 seconds and die. That's if you're underground. There's enough radiation coming in. An instant flash, and then they roll in. You don't understand, do you, what we're dealing with here? You don't understand who these people are. You see, because I'm so on and so targeted and know what they're doing is the only reason I'm not dead or set up or in prison, because they don't want to underline and highlight everything I'm saying. They don't want to put an exclamation point and a bullhorn to everything I'm saying. Killing me would do that. Everybody asked, if this was true, why are you alive if they're such killers? Because I've already said it all. I've already put it out. You understand? And because this only a couple thousand people through compartmentalization control this through the shadow government, through the national security state. They bring in the cocaine, they bring in the heroin, they own the drug companies that push Ritalin and Prozac on your children, and HPV live cancer virus shots where on the insert for the shot it admits it doesn't protect you from cancer and will give you cancer. But you won't read that, will you? You are naive. Stop being naive. In my film, Road to Tyranny, I talk about youth corps. In my film I made in 1999, Police State 2000, I cover youth corps and show you the documents and say they're going to stage terror attacks and then implement youth corps running around and spying on people. And in every city, they have, quote, FBI anti-terror meetings. They invite the public and people who mean well show up. And they go, okay, it's a seven-day free course. You'll get coffee and donuts while you're here. It's a couple hours every night. And then they have one day on terrorism. And then the rest is your neighbor growing marijuana? Do they spank their kids? It's all about police state. I told you more than 10 years ago in 1996, because I read the Telecommunications Act, that your cell phone would track you down to just a few feet off of triangulation with the cell towers and a GPS map. And then now it's been announced to you in the last 2 years. Tracking you, tracing you. I told you everything. Do you understand? Because I read what RAND Corporation says. I read what MIT says. MIT said 20 years ago their main directive, larger than the Manhattan Project, just MIT alone, was to build a military control grid and use the U.S. as a test and England as a test to then put in dominated countries. And then MIT Magazine, in a 2006 issue, I was at the at a grill waiting at the bar to get food to take home to my family. I can't even get away from this stuff. And there was MIT Magazine laying there. I already knew all about it. It was at Cypress Grill in South Austin. And I pick up MIT Magazine a few months ago, and I flip it open, and it's them bragging about the military grid with cameras and surveillance they put in Iraq and how that was the system developed here. This is a military-run grid. Do you read me? You don't mean anything to those running it. And Henry Kissinger calls the military dumb animals to be used, calls the police dumb animals. They think you're dumb animals. And in a way, you are. I mean, they openly test chemicals and biologicals on you. They openly use you. They're not giving you your health care or the GI bills being taken away now. They're taking people who had jobs at GM for 35 years are being told no health care anymore. We're not giving you your pensions. I told you that would happen. And this is only the beginning. And if you don't like it, they're going to send the young 20-year-old guys that don't know what they're doing to go after the old guys who were in the military decades ago. If you want to save the republic, if you want to save this country, you've got to admit we're going into tyranny. You know, the Germans didn't believe what was happening to them. Americans into the mid-40s didn't believe there were camps or mass executions or tyranny. No one believed the Soviets were killing people. They killed 50 million. Mao, the government of China admits, killed 60 million. The real number's about 80 million. And I've interviewed former top White House historians and CIA briefers, Richard C. Cook, Ray McGovern, a whole bunch of them in the last 2 weeks, and they are all independently saying they believe a massive extermination purge is being set up and geared up in the U.S. and England. And they said they believe the elites want to have a mass culling to get completely rid of the middle class. You know what's declassified? This is Zbigniew Brzezinski, and he even wrote about it in one of his books, National Security Advisor to Jimmy Carter, the guy that's behind Barack Obama. Then you got Kissinger, his commander above McCain. You know, he wrote and said, yeah, we worked with the Khmer Rouge. We liked the Khmer Rouge, who killed at least 2 million Christian middle-class people. You had a pair of glasses. They killed you because that meant you had money and could read. They want a bunch of dumb peasants. Nothing against the peasants, but that's what they want. Dumbed down, not having any education, not knowing any better. That's why they're overrunning the U.S. with third world people to drive down wages. Now, when we get back, I want to give you some background. In 2002, Rocky Mountain Daily News, I want media to LexisNexis this. If you're too stupid to use Google, I want media laughing. Don't you laugh. Don't you laugh. I want you to LexisNexis, Rocky Mountain News, crematoriums. 2002, feds built crematoriums all over the U.S. to incinerate us. Don't you laugh at me. When we come back, some folks went into one of these FEMA camps in Georgia. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of plastic coffins stacked. We got the company's name that sold it to them, everything. That's right. Are you just going to go along with this? In your gut, you know something's wrong. Well, we found out what it is. PrisonPlanet.com. That's where the resistance starts.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
There is hope, my friends, but we have to admit how serious things have gotten. We can't be in denial about this. I mean, here they are calmly reporting. Oh, in Illinois, National Guard's going to go door-to-door confiscating guns. People can rationalize New Orleans and surrounding towns. They go into high and dry areas, and the Army, regular Army, would march in with the police and confiscate guns. And the police chief came out and said, we're confiscating all the guns, and people were still in denial. Well, now in Oakland, California, and Tucson, Arizona, Dallas, Texas, Boston, Massachusetts, everywhere, Washington, D.C., they're having knock and talk where they just come to your door and started in Tucson. It actually started in pro-gun areas like Arizona and Texas. In Dallas, I saw in the Dallas Morning News like 4 years ago, and it described middle-class areas, and they come during the day when they think the husbands aren't there. It's totally criminal. It's called knock and talk, and they knock, and don't deny it, folks. Go Google it. Don't just say I'm making this up. The country dies if you do that. You understand? They go to the door and they say, we'd like to look and see if your guns are legal. We're just here randomly. No due process. No probable cause. Just it's a federal grant to come ask about your guns. And they have the gun buyback programs, which gives the people the image of folks lined up handing guns in for money. All to condition you. They did the same thing in Australia and England before they banned guns. Same thing in Canada. They banned half of what they registered there. Totally banned guns in places like England and the crime rates, of course, explode. But, Obama wants 1 million teenagers with guns in uniforms spying and fighting the terrorists that are hiding under every cupboard. And then, and the news is telling you for like 6 months now, and I told you they'd say this because we got documents on it a year ago, there's blonde-haired, blue-eyed Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda's everywhere. Remember we said first they'll train you that it's Muslim Al-Qaeda, which doesn't exist either. And then they would move on to, actually, everybody's Al-Qaeda. Black people, white people, they're all Al-Qaeda. And then now I've had national talk show hosts and Congress and others say that I am Al-Qaeda. That Alex Jones, he's Al-Qaeda. Oh, did Al-Qaeda write the PNAC documents where they said they'd use bioweapons on us and kill us? Our government did? By the way, there's all these thousands of admitted examples where the criminals that run our government from the 40s right through to the last stuff declassified in the 80s, and it's still going on. They declassify things every 20-something years, so we're in the mid-90s now. Mid-80s now. And they just came right out and say that they've tested lethal chemical, biologicals, radiologicals in every major city of the U.S., killing people in many of the cases. Just type U.S. troops killed by nerve gas or New York subway sprayed by biological weapon. And you'll read it and go, wait a minute, the government says give up all my rights. There's these people that want to nerve gas me or use chemical or biologicals. And by the way, there's a lot of weak-minded people out there going, wait a minute, I never heard about that. Well, you must be hiding under a rock. I mean, everybody knows there's been chemical, biological, radiological testing. Let me ask both the guys running the show. Before you ever heard of my radio show or ever did stuff, Paul and Trey, did you ever see on the news, I want to see, or hear them talk about chemical, biological, radiological testing on the U.S. population?
Tuskegee experiments.
But, I mean, you hadn't heard about the other stuff where they'd spray biologicals on cities?
Well, I mean, I was just starting with this, the easiest stuff.
But, I mean, how much had you heard of before you ever heard of me?
Oh, sure. I mean, I've talked to people who have heard of the, you know, all the cloud seeding and chemical spraying they've been doing for years. I mean, I know people who've heard about it who are
twice
my age.
What about you? So you had never heard. See, well, for those that don't know, you can go to the Department of Energy, like I said earlier, and they'll tell you how they murdered thousands of U.S. children. They take them from poor families, lock them in, and radiate them to death. Now, that was really to create cadres of killers in the government. It wasn't about testing radiation. It was about seeing what they could get away with. Now, if you don't know about this, listeners, you need to go find out and then understand. Now you know why they'll do these type of things. They're totally ruthless. They believe the end justifies the means, and now they want to have 1 million to start with. Youth running around spying and tattling on you. They have felons and illegal aliens filling the police force, filling the military force. All the mainstream news articles on that, just Google it, and you'll have just scores of mainstream news. Just type police departments hiring, they'll use the politically correct word, immigrants. Police forces, but one AP headline in New Mexico did say illegal immigrants. You can just pull it up for yourself, ladies and gentlemen, right now. Don't deny. And if you didn't know history, they hire foreigners and felons because they'll follow illegal, tyrannical orders. Mao, Hitler, Stalin, they all did it. Okay? They also hire young forces. Mao did it. You notice that Al Gore, who was just here in town, he's getting 10 million youth brigades, and they're all over the place slicing the SUV tires all over the country. Egging SUVs, you know, they're already, the police don't investigate it, the news won't report on it, but here and there, burning down ski resorts, burning down homes. That's the type of brigades that Al Gore is recruiting. Oh, yeah, you didn't know about the environmental terrorists out there? They're to be turned loose against the middle class. They're all going to be the new officers to regulate and control your carbon footprint, to control your daily life. Paul's in there shaking his head. Paul, I can Google it right now. I'm serious. This is what they're doing. This is who they're hiring. Now, let's go ahead and get into these coffins. If you go to Infowars.com right now, you can read this and see all the YouTube videos. And you can go to the company website that, if it's not the same company, it's this company or just licensed it from them because it is the, and we're not saying they're a bad company for selling, you know, mass grave coffins. It's just the fact that we're reporting on that. So I want to be clear, the company isn't bad. They're allowed to be in business and sell this to the government. In the past, we would see articles about 1 million body bags armor ordered by FEMA, or 300,000 plastic coffins ordered by Homeland Security. I mean, we've had all those articles. We just have never... But people don't care about an article or a news story. They want to see the coffins. So some folks in Georgia saw one of these facilities, and we've got Google photos of it and ground photos and video of it, and it is more than 500,000 of these giant coffins stacked outside. You'll have big stacks of lids and then stacks of the coffins, one inside the other. And they also have other systems that you can go read about. They also have urns for your cremated body. And this is in Georgia. The company is PolyGuard Vaults, but they're in Alabama. This is a separate area, a FEMA leased area, just sitting right out by the side of a highway for the last couple of years. And finally, we'd mentioned this before, but finally, this is really getting big news on the web, and a big report's being done by Kurt Nemo right now. In fact, it may be up. I know he's working on it to have it up by the end of the show. Why are tens of thousands of plastic burial vaults stacked in a field near Madison, Georgia, is the headline. PolyGuard Vaults, and you go to their website, and we also have photos of the trucks, giant 18-wheelers, huge 18-wheelers with these extra-long flatbeds just totally stacked with the coffins that go one inside the other like plastic Dixie cups, and they're just all there. Now, we know this is FEMA. We know that these are coffins. Some people are debating that because we have all the news articles where it says FEMA's ordered coffins and body bags by the millions. This is just one stockpile just a few miles away from the Atlanta airport, which is the largest airport in the United States. So you can go there and look at these. Now, FEMA and the CDC say that they're, by the way, this is nearby the CDC, Centers for Disease Control. They say that they're only doing this in case there's a mass biological outbreak. You've just got to remember that it's the government, the criminals that have hijacked our government, their National Security Act of 47, who fully took over when they killed President Kennedy in 63, and now under PDD 51 openly says that the White House is a dictatorship and that Congress has no authority. The chairman of the Homeland Security Department for 6-7 months, it's been going on for 11 months total since one of the people on the committee asked to see the documents, they're not even allowed to see the fully declassified / classified version. But on the cover sheet of PDD 51, Presidential Decision Directive 51, it says that the president is a dictator. People say, well, everything will be all right. Barack Obama will soon be in, or John McCain will. They're just puppets. They run nothing. They're there to carry out their orders. Understand? It's that executive branch that allows the private corporations that have hijacked our government to have, at least on the surface, the look of government. But a president declaring himself dictator is totally illegal and illegitimate. See, that's what you've got to ask yourself. Do you stand with the Bill of Rights and Constitution or with the New World Order? Do you stand with the Republic and the Founding Fathers or the dirtbag globalists? We'll be right back with the second hour and your calls. More on the coffin.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
And some Texans who are facing foreclosure are responding with...
You're listening to GCN.
Texas, it's 5 o'clock.
I'm Jody Jordan. Barack Obama has been meeting today with Afghanistan's president. An Afghan official says the Democratic presidential candidate pledged steadfast aid to Afghanistan and vowed to pursue the war on terror with vigor if he is elected. Obama also had breakfast with the troops today in Kabul.
Breakfast with the troops, what's it like?
The food is excellent, but the company's even better.
And Tropical Storm Cristobal has gained a little strength as it makes its slow way along the North Carolina coast. It's expected to dump several inches of rain in parts of the drought-stricken state. Cristobal will likely skirt the Outer Banks today. Here's WeatherBug meteorologist Steve Prinzivalle.
As of 5 a.m., Cristobal was just about 60 miles southwest of Cape Lookout, North Carolina, and about 130 miles southwest of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina.
This is IRN USA Radio News.
Psoriasis. The itching, flaking, and irritation is painful, but the emotional suffering can be even more devastating.
My body was so sore. My mind was so worn out. I could not sleep at night.
I felt self-conscious. Nobody knows what that flaking is.
And people say, ew, it just made me feel like you're dirty.
I don't want people knowing I have this. It's embarrassing.
Of course I felt self-conscious. Not very attractive to look at.
The solution is new and improved Skin Zinc Advanced, the number one OTC treatment for psoriasis.
Skin Zinc turned out to be the perfect answer.
Skin Zinc has changed my life. The third day I saw that my psoriasis was disappearing.
In 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away.
My elbows are completely cleared up. You have to try it. Skin Zinc will make your psoriasis go away.
I think we're a Skin Zinc family for life.
Call right now for your 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc with Hydronize. 1-800-626-5198. That's 1-800-626-5198. Eliminate psoriasis symptoms fast. Call 1-800-626-5198. Call now. Get relief. 1-800-626-5198.
The Pentagon's top military officer says he worries about setting a timetable for withdrawing U.S. combat troops from Iraq. Admiral Mike Mullen says the consequences could be very dangerous for Iraq's stability if there is a fixed timetable. But in a broadcast interview today, the Joint Chiefs chairman says if conditions in Iraq keep improving, he believes he will be able to recommend further troop cuts in the fall. An Iraqi government spokesman says a German magazine did not quote Iraq's prime minister accurately. The article quoted Nouri al-Maliki as giving apparent backing to U.S. troop withdrawal plans discussed by Barack Obama. The spokesman says al-Maliki was discussing an Iraq vision of a troop pullout and did not endorse a specific timetable. And Beijing is launching its drastic pollution control plan in hopes of cleaning smog-choked skies in time for the Olympics. Chemical plants and power stations must cut emissions by 30% starting today. For more news and analysis, log on to irnnews.com.
Hi, this is Dale Denton from Maryland. I came from a real estate background, and a downturn put me out of business. I found myself near 50 and having to start over with no retirement plan. And I've been working the three-step plan for just over 2.5 years. The minimum investment compared to the return that I got was just awesome. The three-step plan has given me my life back.
Hi, this is Andy Willoughby. To find out how you could make more money working from home, go to threestepplan.com or call 800-637-6122.
The idea of a gas tax holiday this summer hit the brakes on Capitol Hill. Here's Bob Eller.
Depriving the 52-year-old Highway Trust Fund of $9 billion at a time when it's heading into the red doomed the notion of a gas tax holiday in Congress. 3 years ago, the trust fund enjoyed a surplus of $10 billion. Even without a tax freeze, the fund is projected to finish 2009 with a deficit of $3 billion. That could grow as Americans stung by higher pump prices drive less and buy less gas.
Brett Favre is sticking to the script, declining to address his public rift with the Green Bay Packers in an appearance at Lambeau Field on Saturday. Favre called Green Bay a special place while praising former teammate Frank Winters in a news conference before the Packers Hall of Fame induction ceremony banquet. Favre says it was nice to be named Packers MVP for last season and says his teammates deserve a lot of praise.
It was great that I was honored with this award tonight, so it gave me a chance to thank William, Marco, and Chewy, and Gilbert, and Santana, and Frank.
Rapper DMX has been arrested in Phoenix. Authorities say they suspect he gave a false name and a social security number to a hospital to get out of paying for medical expenses. It's his third arrest in the past month. I'm Jody Jordan, and that's news from the Information Radio Network.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
All right, as I said, wide open phones in the shower. I covered the fact they bought millions of body bags, just identified well over 500,000 big plastic caskets out there by the airport in Georgia. FEMA admits it's built camps for the American people. The Rex 84 plan back in the 80s said they would build camps and put illegal aliens in them at first to sell the public on accepting them, but it was really for the general public. And then, lo and behold, they're doing that all over the nation right now. Well, the federal government wants to have youth brigades out on the streets, quote, finding the terrorists that are everywhere. And the biggest news is NBC News and the Chicago Tribune report. The governor is going to put National Guards on the streets, going door-to-door, confiscating guns in Illinois. And no one covers it, not the Second Amendment groups, no one. Kind of like nobody when they were on television saying, everyone will be disarmed. No one will be allowed to have guns. I ought to play some of those news clips for people that don't believe it. They put it on the news, said it was great, went around confiscating people's guns, and then I had to scream for like a month before the NRA said it was bad. I had listeners calling me going, you're making it up when I was playing the clips. Stop being in denial. The governor's announced they're going to use the National Guard criminally. You know, they Posse Comitatus said they couldn't use them to even, quote, fight terrorists. But they kind of amended it. But this even violates the amended version of that. I got a bunch of economic news. I got a ton of other news I want to go over here. This is Reuters. As faith in bank bailouts dims, losses set to deepen. Another headline, U.S. financial breaking point soon. GM's pain hits retirees. They just say, you don't get any more health care. We don't care what your pension says. Zero. That's the Baltimore Sun. As I told you he would do, Al Gore proposes global carbon tax. I had idiots constantly telling me that wasn't the plan. I just had their own documents. I mean, this is a big new world order. People say, well, they wouldn't get away with this. People would find out. We do find out. It's just your mainline news is 5-10 years late in reporting it to you. And most of these reporters I talk to aren't bad people. They're just, they report the press release they're given by government. And their editor won't let them get outside that box. It doesn't matter. I'm going to get off into how they got rid of muckrakers and real journalists and how an average-sized city like Austin, Texas would have 5-6 newspapers. Something like New York would have 10-15 daily papers. All these cities are down to 1 or 2 papers now, and it's a bunch of garbage. The newspapers, and I've seen all the different think tank studies on it, aren't losing their circulation because of the Internet. That's a small part of it. It's that it's a bunch of bull, and people know it. We don't want PAP anymore. You know what PAP is? It's rice cereal. It's the first food you feed a baby. I've got a 5-month-old, and we just started giving her PAP. People don't want PAP. I'm 34 years old. I want a big bone-in ribeye. I want mashed potatoes. I want a big blue cheese salad. Well, that's what this show is, baby. Big, giant, 25-ounce, prime bone-in ribeye, baby. All the juicy fat, all the juicy beef, everything you want. And we could save this country if you get off the diet of rice cereal. I mean, good Lord. All right, I said I'd go to calls. Let's go to them. Let's talk to Hamilton in Boulder, Colorado. Thank you for holding, Hamilton. Oh, I'm so used to having the folks on the Daily Show go to the calls for me. I've got to shift back into the other gear. Let's go ahead and go to Hamilton. You're on the air, Hamilton.
Hey, Alex. Interesting times we're living in.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, it's a computer thing. I'm sure everyone listening wants their computer to obey them and not someone else. Well, I want to alert your listeners to something called a TPM chip, which is a trusted computing module. Have you heard of this ever?
I know there's a lot of stuff coming with them standard that tracks and controls and lets Microsoft dial in and download, and it's all loving.
Oh, yeah. It's developed by something organization called the Trust and Computing Platform Alliance, and it was originally codenamed Palladium by Microsoft. It's already in many computer motherboards since 2006, and game consoles already use systems like this to prevent running unauthorized
games. Hey, Google announced 2 years ago that they're using the cameras and all the new computers to watch you, and I say it, and people don't believe me. You can't make this stuff up. But I guess that's not Big Brother.
It's like some science fiction or something. Well, anyway,
everything's wonderful. The coffins are good. Go ahead.
This is going to be marketed as a security feature that will, they'll say it's going to keep you safe. Total bull.
It's like thumb scanning, but Microsoft said 8 years ago when the feds asked them to do it, they wanted to phase it in by 06. People don't want it. But you notice a lot of the new keyboards have a thumbprinter or a index finger access?
Oh, yeah. I was with some guy who was like, isn't that cool? And I was like,
no, I've got the Homeland Security info right here. That is actually for the new law they want to pass to make a database where you log on to track everything you do on the web.
Yeah.
For the children.
And trusted computing, this thing is called trusted computing.
No, it's trusted. It's like Homeland Security. I mean, all these names. Listen, the shock bracelets Homeland Security wants every American to wear. I'm not kidding. It was 4 months after we reported it. It was in the Washington Post last week.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing.
But here's what's incredible. Listen to me, listeners. Cameras watching in your computers. Homeland Security wants everybody who gets on a plane, everyone, to wear a taser bracelet and what do they call it? A safety bracelet. See how they manipulate things? But go ahead, I'll shut up.
It really should be called treacherous computing. I mean, the encryption keys are going to be kept secret from you, and how your computer works is going to be under the control of those with the encryption keys, and it's going to be Microsoft, IBM, the government. I mean, the potential for abuse of this.
Well, Microsoft and IBM are national security fronts.
I mean,
IBM was a division of Adolf Hitler's military. By the way, that's mainstream history for those that don't know. It is a division of that, and then of course Microsoft's another front for the NSA. Go ahead.
Well, the potential for the abuse of this is just horrible, and it's a criminal violation to circumvent this system under the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, which was signed by Bill Clinton in 1998.
Yes.
Google. I want your listeners to Google the article, Can You Trust Your Computer?, written by Richard Stallman, who was in the AI lab at MIT.
That was Wired magazine, correct?
Yeah, you should get him on your show, in fact. He could talk to you all day.
Months ago, I told Eddie Bear to get him on. That's Trey's nickname. That's his girlfriend calls him that, so we joke now. Their chihuahua is called Pickle Bear. But why don't you got to throw some fun in here as everything goes to hell in a handbasket. Why don't you email Trey that, because I'll end up forgetting. I got to go work on a book I'm writing for 2 hours right when I got off air. Then I'm looking at a film Burmis is making, which I'm kind of master directing. He's the director. So I'm kind of full tonight, but I don't want to forget. I meant to have that guy on, Trey with an E at Infowars.com.
All right, we'll do it.
T-R-E-Y. But for those that don't know, here's the Courier News. Cops use Department of Homeland Security money to scan fingerprints at checkpoints. And it says in L.A. And in San Diego, 500 mobile fingerprint scanners at random checkpoints. Oh, that's land of the free, home of the brave. Cops basically scanning you. Remember, you scan to get your driver's license. I told you this would happen 11 years ago because I had the executive order. Here we are. when they hit you with a bioweapon, and just don't believe the television as you crawl around dying with your children, watching your television as the bio attack goes on. Just at least know the government killed you when you're dying, America. At least do that, okay? At least admit I was right when you're dying, because this whole police state grid is so they can bio attack you. Anything else, sir?
I heard you might go to the DNC in Denver. I might go to that myself.
I'm going.
Yeah, I might see you there.
All right, I'll be flapping about.
Okay.
Hey, brother, thanks for the call.
Yeah, see you, Alex.
Yeah, here it is. It's all over, folks. I mean, they're coming. I don't know what I'm supposed to do here. I mean, you know, I'm just a normal guy. I read the Telecommunications Act. They say they're going to listen to all your phone calls without warrants and track you down to 3 feet. So I tell you about it. 12 years ago. Google announces they're watching you with cameras and microphones and all the computers. And all the new computers have it, and most of the old. And I mean, I'm just freaking out here. I know you think that's normal. You know me, I don't think it's normal. More of your calls straight ahead, 877-590-5525.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 18th, 2008. Gold opened at $954.60 an ounce. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $981.85, $483.50 for half ounce, and $241.75 for quarter ounce. That's $981.85, $483.50, and $241.75.
Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders is skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rody Boyd published the report, Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Awesome. Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MediCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A one-month supply is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Love is a burning thing when it makes a fiery ring.
Love is a burning thing
when it makes,
and it makes a fiery ring.
Bound
by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns.
Hey, police,
burns.
You're not getting
the ring of fire.
Fallujah controlling the type technology for us idiot morons, civilians, as you call us, with your military terminology. I love it when mayors call us civilians, and that's proper. We're in a military dictatorship. You need to understand, police, you're going to be hurt by your criminal overlords, too. So just keep lying to yourself and saying the government's good. You're going to find out. Cops use DHS money to scan fingerprints at checkpoints. This is the Courier newspaper. High-tech gadget instantly reveals identities. And it talks about how Homeland Security paid to give the LAPD 500 of them, and how they, it says they randomly stopped over 2,000 vehicles and scanned every one of them. Guilty until proven innocent. Just, all right, put your thumb on here. Oh, and it says that they made 14 arrests, one of them for a parole violator. Guilty until proven innocent. Imagine what the Germans could have done with a thumb scanner. Now, see, notice, magically all these states just magically have your thumbprint for the last 10 years as they phase it in. Texas, before that, we were the first state. 93, it was put in, the DPS. And I talk to people in Texas, I go, don't you remember thumbprinting? And they go, no, that's a conspiracy. And I go, remember the little box, the red light? Oh, yeah. But they'll go, well, wait a minute, that wasn't a thumbprint. There won't no ink. I mean, they're just built to deny, built to be slaves, built to never admit. I'm just like, fine, you didn't get thumbprinted. Oh, there's nothing you slaves won't take. But I'll never forget, right before Tom Brokaw retired, one of the last newscasts he did, I have it on tape, they announced what was in Fallujah, and they said that first they told everybody to leave the city. Those that didn't, they artilleried the entire place, bombed it, killed tens of thousands, women, children, you name it. And then everybody that came back in got thumbprinted, face scanned, and given a card. And that's the same system. See, the same that all 50 states have. It's a global system. And they told him, it was on the news, they said, if you ever get caught without this card, you will be shot on the spot. And then if you read actual policy, they just line you up and kill you if you don't have it, in, quote, certain sectors. Kind of like Private Gruckheimer came back to the Ithaca Journal in 2002 and said, oh, we go into villages and kill every man, woman, and child. And then the Army came out and said, well, we want to clarify. That's only in certain zones do we kill all the women and children. War crimes, pure evil. People are flipping out, though. They're taking my challenge to read the White House memos about torturing children. We were just in there on YouTube a minute ago reading the comments as folks flip out on this one page, going and reading the White House documents about torturing small children. Yep, you see, it's true. You are being watched with the camera on your computer and the microphone. Your digital cable boxes do track and trace and listen to you audibly with AI audio systems. I said I'd go to your calls. I'm not the radical here. I'm one of the normal, sane people. So, no Fourth Amendment. And then when people try to videotape these illegal, unconstitutional thumb-scanning checkpoints, the cops come over and arrest you. Man, they're going to videotape us, the slaves, but you don't videotape God. You understand? You just wait and enjoy it. Hey, cops, when your mom and dad lose their pensions, but you're still out getting to feed on us, don't worry. When your wife loses her job, when your husband loses it, that's your loving government. That's your loving New World Order. And when your 18-year-old son dies of a fast-acting glaucoma or, fast-acting leukemia, just go take more vaccines, all right? Don't believe people like me. Doesn't matter if I had a medical doctor and a scientist on last week reading all the declassified documents where they put cancer viruses in your shots or how they engineered AIDS. Don't believe me. Don't believe the statistics of 1 in 33 would get cancer, and now it's 1 in 3. Just believe your loving government. Don't believe Alex Jones, because it doesn't matter. Your masters are going to hurt you just as bad as they hurt me. And you know what? You're going to get what's coming to you. Your masters that you love are going to hurt you real bad. And you know what? I'm mad. I'm mad that I have to do this. I'm mad that my life's ruined. I'm mad that it's such a sick world we live in with this candy-coated bull of all these fake newscasters that are trained to, the women to look at you like they care about you and they like you. They train those female anchors to act like they're coming on to you. And you think the TV screen's real. You think she's really there coming on to you at a subconscious level. Or the fake guy acting like the good, trustworthy football coach. They have these different archetypes for different newscasters manipulating you. And of course, they're just idiot morons that don't know anything either. They're just there playing their little part to sell you death. Well, I refuse to take part in it anymore. Let's go ahead and talk to Forrest, then Joyce, Tom, Paula, and others. Forrest from California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex Jones, your show has given us so much inspiration. And all the modern heroes such as you and Tex Mars and Jordan Maxwell and that man that was on the other day on Friday. It just given us like so much faith energy. And what we always got to realize is that our eye is on the prize, and that is of peace and harmony and of prosperity. And those are things of God. And God's coming, it all depends on us. Like you've been...
The problem is the sold-out churches on international payroll. Most preachers, 26,000, that's most of your prominent preachers, have already been hired for 2.5 years. They're paid to give false sermons. It's just totally, you understand, the preachers are paid by the government. I told you a year before it was mainstream news.
Yes, sir.
I mean, that's total tyranny right there. Secretly funded preachers everywhere? God help us.
You've been very prophetic through your movies and through your internet news information and through your talk radio.
I told you you'd have checkpoints 10 years ago, thumb scanning you.
Yes, sir.
I got a stack of them all over the country doing it. Washington Post, you name it. Go ahead.
Yeah, so all of these things, it's all part of the process, because at the end, God's coming, and it's coming through us and through this planet. That's why the establishment is really stepping up things, and it has to do with the planetary alignments, because each one of us has so much awesome energy that we can receive from God.
Look, the main deal is I don't get into all of the esoteric and the rest of it. I cover that because the elite believe in it, okay? They thought it was the end of the world when Hitler was killing people. They thought it was the end of the world in Russia when Stalin and Lenin were doing it. They thought it was the end of the world in Cambodia. Okay? And I'm not saying you're not standing up and fighting, but most of these church people think they're going to get raptured out of this, and they always think it. And when they're losing their houses and their pension funds, but a lot of them are just going to go put black uniforms on and strut around and love the system. They're just cowards, a nation of cowardly filth. I don't want to hear that we're not a nation of cowardly filth either. We have killed 50 million babies with abortion. Still a lot of good people in this country. And I love this country. We're just like the rest of the world, falling into absolute despotism. There are a lot of evil people that want to eat your lunch and push you around and control you, and they're using high-tech propaganda to do it. Now it's time for you to wake up and admit I've been right about it all. I'm talking to all the deniers out there. You've been listening to me for a long time, a bunch of you, and you know it's all getting bad. It's going to get a lot worse if you don't wake up. You understand? They're going to move on us and really get bad if you don't wake up. You understand? If you don't stand up, it's over. You understand that?
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's Drinkin' Made Hangover Defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Made, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
In this age of advanced electronics, we have many new amazing technologies. Smartphones, intelligent credit cards, even cars that talk and park themselves. In 2004, John Wright Laboratories perfected the technology known as the Rife machine. The new JW Labs Model A is a compact, solid-state, battery-powered personal therapy device that's in a class by itself. Larger than a cell phone, smaller than a CD player, the Model A has power and accuracy that exceeds anything else that's available at any price, even for top professionals. Use it just 5 minutes as part of your daily hygiene to give you the edge against any past, present, or future pathogen with 99% reliability. Use it to gain control of the most serious forms of disease. The Model A comes with everything you need to get started, along with unlimited customer service and a lifetime replacement warranty. Act now, because the future is here today. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com today.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Folks, I'm a very calm person in private. I get on air and I start thinking about police running warrantless checkpoints, thumb scanning people, taking blood, no due process, everything falling apart, the dollar dying, the idiot public has no idea. I mean, I talk to people who are in business, who are successful, who are millionaires, and they don't know. I happened to be at a meeting a few, I don't know, like a month ago, and there had to be a pretty good-sized oil company owner there. Wasn't one of the majors, but, you know, the guy's worth hundreds of millions of dollars, and he didn't know the dollar was devalued. I mean, you just, what is wrong with you people? What is wrong? And I just saw Al Gore, who was in my hometown, Austin, my adopted hometown. I'm actually from Dallas. And running around spreading his propaganda. The guys, it's just all fake. There's no liberal conservative. They want a global tax. He finally proposes it. This is the liar that in 1992 said that he invented the internet. Or was it 94? I forget. Point is, the internet was admittedly originally developed in the mid-60s by MIT, the Pentagon, DARPA. And then in the 70s, what you could call the internet was really born. And when you go to the Wikipedia page or the encyclopedia page or TV shows about the making of the internet, years ago I interviewed the guy, the British lord now, who was credited with designing it. No, he's a knight. He was knighted for it. I guess that kind of makes him a lord, but doesn't matter. The point is that Al Gore has no claim on that. He just lies. But that's why he gets a Nobel Prize by the big globalists, because they love congenital liars. They absolutely love this dirtbag out lying, saying the earth is heating up because of carbon dioxide, when all the major studies show that's a fraud. And the earth heating up is a good thing. But the sun has been heating for decades, and now it started cooling. But facts don't matter. If he says he invented the internet, maybe he made God, you know. Maybe Al Gore gave birth to God. Maybe Al Gore created the Big Bang. I mean, why not just say Al Gore is God? Degenerate piece of trash. And I have to watch all these idiot liberals just worshiping Bill Clinton and Al Gore and all these scum. You're just as bad as the George Bush worshipers. Again, you couldn't wake up to Bill Clinton's evil because he was a liberal and you'd invested your personal power in it. You associate your power with it. And with George Bush, all these fake conservatives, you couldn't wake up. It's time to wake up to the left-right paradigm. And people have done that. Congress has an 11% approval rating. That's the first time anything like that's ever happened. I mean, it never got below the 30s just a few years ago. Both parties are hated. That's the good news, corrupt people. You better know the jig's up. Now, the public doesn't have an inkling how bad it is, but they've got an inkling that they're being screwed and lied to and that it doesn't matter what party's what. So don't get fooled by this big spectacle and all this baloney. I'm only going to the DNC and maybe the RNC, too, because they're banning protests. You got microwave guns out there, sound cannons. I want to catch cops provocateuring like we've caught them in other places. Yeah, cops dressed up like anarchists. I want to bust them again, blow their cover again. I just absolutely love blowing their cover. And I'm going to be there blowing your cover again, scum. Also, they can stomp on my First Amendment. Tom in New Jersey, you're on the air. Welcome to the airwaves worldwide.
How are you?
Good, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I just, you know who I am, but I'll tell you later. Listen, the National Security Strategy Document, are you familiar with that, Alex?
Yes.
I don't think most of America knows about it. September 2007, when it was passed by the Bush administration, a document that defines how the U.S. will interact with international communities and being unilateral in nature, which means it'll go in and do whatever it wants to do.
And preempt and nuke whoever they want and everything else. Totally criminal.
Exactly right.
And by the way, Barack Obama has put out a policy report that mirrors it all. Attacking, no difference. And the left suddenly is going, yeah, war, yeah, yeah, we like it. They're starting to strut around going, I like war. I'm sorry,
yeah,
go ahead.
And they're going to be operating outside the boundary of international law, and they're saying that they're going to be interacting. Well, where does the word interaction come in with unilateral? It doesn't make any sense. It's like double talk.
Everything's, it's all criminal.
It is criminal.
Sir, they're, the global leaders are in Bohemian Grove right now with thousands of gay porn stars. I mean, that's mainstream news.
They want to puke.
Well, I mean, the point is, that's your Christian conservative leaders. It's totally fake. It's totally fake.
American power, and it makes me sick to my stomach.
It's just like Rome, folks. I mean, again, I'm not kidding. Let's not exaggerate. It is admitted that as many as 1,000 female prostitutes are brought in just for the two surrounding towns, Monterio and Occidental. They just fill them with prostitutes. I've been there during the event. I mean, there's just, you know, 6-foot blondes and brunettes walking around everywhere outside the camp. Jets landing, disgorging male prostitutes worldwide. So we don't know the numbers inside. Just mainstream news reports that their valets are gay porn stars. I mean, that's where Bush and all of them go. It's right in front of you. They're just laughing at you. Remember Jeff Gannon, the gay porn star in the White House?
Yes, I remember that.
I mean, again, I'm not even bashing, quote, gay people here. The whole point is, this is how decadent it is.
Yeah, it's decadent.
I mean, Richard Nixon, do you know the Richard Nixon quote about the orgies they have in there?
Oh, yeah, I think he made a remark that he would never return, did he not?
Yeah, we can't say it on air. You can go listen to it. It was always in Harper's, but not published. And then the Harper's writer wrote a book about it in the 90s after he died, and people didn't believe it. And so then what happened was they went ahead to Harper's 3 years ago, released the tape. We can't play it here. There's so much GDing and effing, and, you know, but the point is he talks about it all just huge satanic homosexual orgies. I mean, that's your leaders, folks, and they got neutron bombs, nerve gas helicopters waiting for you, total brainwashing. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, I did want to touch on HARP for a moment. I was going to sleep the other night, and I was just flicking through the TV, and I passed Superman 3, and it was amazing how they were explaining HARP back in 1983 on Superman 3 taking over the Colombian coffee crops, which blew my mind.
They throw it all in your face, sir.
And then, yeah, it's, well, what I'm
listen,
is
listen, Mayor Ray Nagin.
Reality, correct?
Yes, but Mayor Ray Nagin starred in Oil Storm that aired 6 months before, where an exact hurricane hits and the exact same thing happens in New Orleans.
Which movie was that?
Oil Storm on FX.
Oil Storm.
I mean, the mayor starred in his own movie. Just like Fox TV, and then I had the star of the show, the Lone Gunman, and X-Files show up at my door. It's on the web. Dean Haglund, he said, yeah, the CIA approached us and planted those stories on us, and I want to tell you, I'm freaked out.
Oh, my goodness.
He called Chris Carter on the day of 9/11 and said, what is this? And what happens in that episode? A hijacked jet by remote control, to be flown to the World Trade Center, to be blamed on Afghanistan, to launch this new war on terror, and it's really a group in the military doing it, and they're doing it, and they use a drill to make the rest of NORAD stand down. Exactly what happened on 9/11.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's incredible.
It's unbelievable. You've got hundreds of examples of this.
Yeah, and I really appreciate you doing what you're doing, and thank you.
Well, thank you.
Tell everybody about this show, okay, Alex?
Well, God bless you, my friend. I appreciate it. Yeah, for those that don't know, Dean Haglund, a star of X-Files and Lone Gunman, Paul looks completely flipped out in there. Yeah, Paul, Google Dean Haglund, Alex Jones. Go to YouTube. Let's play people when we come back a minute or two of it. I mean, there's hundreds of versions of it. It's originally on PrisonPlanet.tv. I did two different interviews. He came to town, interviewed him at my house. I get a call, and it's like, this is Dean Haglund. And I'm like, oh, yeah? Oh, yeah, this is Dean Haglund. I said, well, why don't you come? You know, if you're coming into town, come on by my house. I'll interview you. So he sat right there in my office, and I videotaped it. And then about a year later, he came back. This is a couple years ago. Came back into Austin, sat in studio. And the CIA approached them and said, we want you to put this stuff in your plot because it's part of a victory dance. Criminals love to celebrate. It's letting you know, yes, we murdered you. We're going to keep murdering you. We're going to hurt you real bad, and you're going to like it. Okay? All right. We're going to murder you because we are your gods. PrisonPlanet.com. My new film, Truth Rising's out. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Hey everybody, if you're anything like me, I'll bet you like to eat. I like egg scrambles for breakfast, fresh homemade bread, delicious pastas like lasagna. I love beef stroganoff. I love chicken noodle soup. I love desserts, all kinds of entrees and soups and desserts and breakfasts. I love that stuff. Now, food prices are skyrocketing just like gasoline prices. I mean, the gasoline prices have gone insanely high, probably going to go higher. Grocery prices are right on their heels. How are people going to be able to afford to eat? Well, I found a way to buy really incredible foods like I just described at half the price of last year's grocery bill. For less than half of what you spent for the same amount of food last year, I can have it delivered to your door. Let me tell you how. Go to eFoodsDirect.com right now. eFoodsDirect.com or call the toll-free number 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. Cut those food costs now.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
I just Googled Dean Haglund / Alex Jones, and we didn't have time to cut into the exact area where he was talking about the CIA planting plots on him. But since I brought it up, and again, this is just audio here on the radio, but on the web, it's video of the interview I did with him at my house, so the audio is not the best. I didn't even put wireless mics on him. Here, go ahead and roll it. Roll a little bit of it.
The combination, you know, the popularity of the gunman had a large conspiracy contingent to it, and so they were going after that fan base, and less from the shippers and the, you know, who loved Mulder and who loved Scully kind of thing.
Your pilot episode, tell us about that plot.
Yeah, absolutely. This was a pilot episode for The Lone Gunman, where the basic plot was the gunman had to stop a plane from flying into the World Trade Center 8 months before it actually happened. So when we got the script, it said, you know, plane, World Trade Center. They filmed an entire airplane. They had a green mat screen, so they put the shot of the New York skyline in with the plane flying directly at it. And just seconds before, we get computer control, we get it back to the pilots, and the pilots can pull the plane up and avoid hitting the World Trade Center. And part of that plot was that, as it said in the script, that this was to start an international war on terror. That this was, you know, the Cold War's over. And that
show's almost over. I want to take some calls and respect the callers. Next week, I'm going to take a lot of calls, folks. I just had to cover all that police state news. It almost lessens the severity of it, how we just calmly report, oh, mass graves, mass coffins, crematoriums for the public, mainstream news, youth brigades, warrantless checkpoints, National Guard doing gun confiscations in America, in Illinois. But then Dean Haglund gets into how the CIA planted a bunch of plots on them. let's go ahead and go to, well, somebody disagrees here, but I got to hurry, Hal, because I want to get to Joyce and Chris and everybody else. Hal in Oregon, head of the line, go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. I just wanted to respond to something that you and Mark Korenke were talking about last time about the national park system. Mm-hmm. He had made a comment that the national parks were hawked to the IMF, and I was wanting to call to tell you I don't believe that Congress could hawk to the IMF what it granted to the American citizen back.
Well, they did, sir. I mean, it's been in the international agreements. I mean, Congress, Bush isn't supposed to declare that Congress isn't involved in continuity of government, but it is. I mean, there's all sorts of things now. I mean, here's an example. The head of NORTHCOM signed an agreement to use Canadian and NATO troops inside the U.S. 2 months ago, 3 months ago, to, quote, fight terrorists. And Congress flipped out and said, we didn't authorize that. I mean, before, Congress had to commission all officers because you couldn't have one branch of government controlling the military. Now they've got giant merc forces, mercenaries. I mean, it's all just lawless evil, sir.
Alex, I understand all that. It's not that I'm even disagreeing with you on that part. I'm saying that when you research the law out about this, and I have done this
very... Oh, it's fraudulent that they've handed the country over, yes.
Well, the thing I'm saying is that it has not yet been challenged, that point. And I guess my contention was that by making a comment for people to hear that almost gives into that position was it kind of violated my senses, because I know after doing the research that when a proper argument comes forward, and I'm not saying that there's a judiciary here that can actually hear this.
No, it was a fraudulent conveyance, and you're absolutely right. They don't really own all our national parks and millions of other acres, but they have armed people that believe they do. And if you ever try to take the parks back for America, they will engage you militarily. And that's why we call it tyranny. You're absolutely right, sir. You are correct. Okay, our point is they say it's theirs. But you're right. They can say I don't have a Second Amendment. I still do. Joyce in Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Joyce, and I can't quite match your power, but I can tell you that I've been preaching this stuff for 30 years, door to door. Nobody had listened to me. And the organization I was preaching with, which was Jehovah's Witnesses, has also sold out to the UN. They sold out to RAND. They own 51%. They own 51% of RAND Corporation. They're just as evil as all the other churches
well,
out there.
That's what
they're
I was going to say, ma'am.
The same
ma'am,
thing as all
ma'am,
the other churches.
Ma'am, I mean, any mainline group, 26,000 preachers. Now, we told you this when it was secret. Now it's admitted. We're secretly paid and tell their flocks to submit to government, go to camps, take shots, worship government, render unto Caesar, Romans 13. So absolutely. I mean, you know, the Catholics, the Baptists, the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Seventh-day Adventists, not all the branches, but, I mean, major branches of all these groups are under New World Order control right now.
They are. People don't know it. They don't want to believe it. It's frustrating. We tell people every day to buy food, to store food, to get some water, because if they don't, they could be locked in their house and they're going to die. They don't listen. Every day I go out and drive professionally, I see people getting pulled over by cops, and nobody seems alarmed. Every day.
I hear you. Look, they've only doubled, tripled, quadrupled, and more the police, and they got to raise money, and it's just going to get worse and worse. No economy with more and more bureaucrats sucking off of you. Folks, you want to be slaves, you're going to get to be now. Okay, and I mean, it goes for all the people in government. Your families are going to be hurt too. If you wanted it, you get it. You wanted this. This is what you wanted. You wanted to lay around and deny the tyranny. Well, it's going to get worse and worse. Thank you. Let's talk to Chris. Chris, you're on the air. Welcome from Kentucky.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. About a few weeks ago, the Kentucky State Police budget problems. Of course, the state had some problems.
The feds are helping, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And, you know, the gas was so expensive per gallon in Kentucky, so the idea was, I heard this newscast, they said, why don't they save gas by having checkpoints? Here we go. Here's tyranny. It's building
that
up.
That way we can just randomly, to save money, how about we just put everybody in prison?
Yeah, that's...
How about everybody just live in a prison and we let you out during the day to work? That's what America is turning into. That is the government plan.
Folks, I'm telling you, if you don't wake up and you have that free right to travel, you're going to be cooked if you don't wake up.
The Houston airport just put it in. They're going to put it in every major airport. And when I go out of the Austin airport or anywhere else, I am not going to walk through the naked pickaboo machine where they scan your naked body and put it in a database and laugh at you.
Yeah.
I mean,
exactly.
It's just totally, I'm not wearing a taser bracelet. It's over, criminals. We know you carried out the attacks. We know you want us to be your slaves, and it isn't going to work.
No, it's not. And I'm
jigs up, murderers. Anything else, Chris?
Yeah, I just also want to say that the O'Malley's Tavern Entertainment Place put in thumb scanners and also DUI machines. There's a database they set up in there. They already did it, but it's for everybody's safety.
Everything's a database, exactly. And it isn't about stopping drunk driving. It's all about getting you trained to be slaves. Metal detectors are now in some cities going to be on the streets randomly. Just total control. The criminal government is coming. And remember, because they ran out our credit, they bought the world, they bought real assets, now they're devaluing the dollar by design to come in and buy up what's left. This is total dominance. And folks are freaking out about Anheuser-Busch. Folks, it's all foreign. Everything. Halliburton's offshore. Blackwater USA isn't based in the U.S. Everything's leaving. Ford is moving most of its plants to Mexico. They're saying, all the big companies are saying, you're not getting your pensions, or you're not getting your health care, or we're going to cut them. I mean, it's all happening because they know we're schmucks. They know we're cowardly. Slaves who've been so fat and happy so long, and they tested us, and we put up with them burning churches at Waco and padlocking churches in Indianapolis, Indiana, and we put up with them abortions, and we put up take the Texas Youth Commission, raping children in every facility. Hardly anyone's gotten in trouble. That's in the paper today. Then you know what? The criminals said, let's go for gusto. These schmucks are born to take it. Let's take everything, just like they do in every other country. And so now you're going to get to have it, folks. Now you're going to get to really have what you want. Now you're going to get to have a bunch of military thugs in police uniforms have their way with you like never before. Anything else, Chris?
Yeah, and that's what you're exactly right. The military is going to be beefed up at the next Kentucky Derby next year. They're already talking about it.
It's all brainwashing to see troops. It has nothing to do with the real, quote, terrorists happen to exist, like leprechauns or the Maltese Falcon was really flapping around from Pluto, imaginary bull. Somebody would just drive a truck in there. That isn't how it works. It's about training you. All over the country, they have the guard out, confiscating guns very quietly. This is your new America. This is the cesspit. You think you get to laugh at the Iraqis and kill them? You get to live like an Iraqi now. You think the globalists just hate the Iraqis? They hate you, too. They hate you even more. Because you used to fight the New World Order, America. You used to be the only country who wouldn't go along with them. I can't believe we've fallen into this. I can't believe this is what we've turned into. And I'm mad because, Chris, we could turn it all around today. It's not too late, but it's almost too late.
It's almost too late, but I am just as mad as you are because it's just I'm not free out here. It looks like a Stasi environment out here.
Well, it hasn't even begun. It hasn't even begun. Sorry, we can't get to the rest of your calls. Back live next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Weekday shows on, of course, Infowars.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're out of here. Everything I told you is true. This is how a normal person responds when they know there's total tyranny coming down on the beautiful United States of America and worldwide. And the whole world, you better worry. They plan to bring us down and use us as an engine to take you down. God bless you all. Get Truth Rising on DVD at Infowars.com and get it out. Infowars.com!
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, It is private. It owes no one. It cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
You are listening to GCN.